discussing the inclinations. We were talking about the two inclinations, the Yetzirah HaTov and the Yetzirah HaRa. So how do they fit into the system? Very interesting. So we talked about last time the persons, when they're doing something, that's a dart. A person, all the time, the dart is working. When you're functioning normally as a human being, your dart is working, your knowledge is working. And then behind the knowledge is your subconscious. We said the subconscious was the Bina, and behind that is the Chokmah. Behind that is the Chokmah, and the Chokmah talks to the Bina through visions, and the Chokmah, and the unfortunately our subconscious, you know, we're living, subconscious is like a dream state. So you don't know what's right, what's wrong, what's really a truthful message, not a truthful message. It's a mess, mix going on. It's a mess over there. So, and the subconscious is involved with the Da'at and involved with the Chokmah. So you have the subconscious in between the Chokmah and the Da'at. So the Chokmah and the Da'at can't talk to each other. They've got to go through the subconscious. And that's what meditation does. Meditation does, it removes, it goes, it makes a path through the subconscious to the Chokmah directly. That's what meditation should do. So question now, where in the system is the inclinations? Where is the good and the bad? Right. So the Talmud says it's by the entrance lepetach hatat robetz. Rashi brings down over there that the yetzer hara and yetzer hatov in the two entrances of the heart, two ventricles of the heart. Which obviously, what is the heart? So Rambam says the heart. Whenever the Gemara says the heart, it's talking about the mind. The yetzer hara and yetzer hatov in the mind. The heart is the mind. Okay. So let's discuss that. So this is very interesting. We're on page 80. And we're going to talk about the two inclinations. We started last week, we started talking about Rav Chaim Vital in Sha'arei Kedusha. So Rav Chaim Vital was the author of all the books of the Arizal. He wrote the books of the Arizal, basically. The Arizal never wrote any books. He wrote a Pizmon. He wrote some Pizmonim, Azameh Veshvachim and others, right? But he never wrote his own Chidushim on Kabbalah. Arizal never wrote anything. Rav Chaim Vital wrote everything for him. The Shmona She'arim, the eight gates of Chokmah. So Rav Chaim Vital says, Rav Chaim Vital was 1542 to 1620. He says that the neshama, the divine soul, which comes from the Sefirot, right, the souls of Israel are created by the lower two, right, Zaynuk, whatever, the souls are created from them, from the Sefirot, have in them good and evil energies, which he calls angelic energies, whatever that means, angelic energies. And the nature of these energies can best be examined by the term Yetzer. What does the word Yetzer mean? What's the word Yetzer from? And the answer, the word Yetzer is from the word to create. Yetzer or Borech Hoshech, right? We say every morning, Yetzer or Borech Hoshech. We talk about Asher Yatzar et Ha'adam, right? The brachot of going to the bathroom, Asher Yatzar, that God created man. So Yud Sadi Resh is an interesting word. It's Yetzer and it's also Yatzar. It's the word used for inclination. It's also the word used for creation, which is creation of something from something else, we said. Bore is creation of something from nothing. Yetzer is creation of something else. When it came to creation of man, God used the word Yetzer. Why? Because man was created from something else. The Adama. Adam was from the Adama. So it's Yetzer. So, but in Breshit, right? In Bereshit, in chapter 2, it says, V'yitzer et ha'adam, V'yitzer Hashem Elokim et ha'adam. Hashem Elokim made, created man, V'yitzer, with two yuds. Oh, what's these two yuds for? Okay. So that's our question. Why does it have two yuds? Here we're going to talk about it. So there's a beautiful Gemara. This is a Gemara in Brachot of Samach Aleph. Hopefully we'll get there, you know, eventually. I don't know when we're going to get there. We're doing Brachot on Tuesday nights, right? So we're going to get there in this Gemara. And the Gemara says, I'm going to quote you the Gemara. This Gemara is in Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, 61a in Brachot. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chista, learnt. My dichti, why does it say, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Ta'adam with two yuds, katu b'shnei yudin? Gemara's question. Why does it just say with one yud? Yitzer, creation is with one yud. Why does it have two yuds? Sheshnei Yitzarim Barak Hashem Baruch Hu. Hashem created in man two inclinations. Echad Yetzer Tov, Echad Yetzer Ra. Two yuds stand for one Yetzer Atov, a good inclination. And the other one, the Yetzer Ra, which is the bad inclination. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Matkifla. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak asked the question on Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chista. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Rav Nachman, the son of Yitzhak, is asking a question, Rav Nachman Bar Chista. So you can see Nachman was a very popular name in those days, even before Breslov came along. It's very so Rav Nachman, two Rav Nachmans over here. So he asked him a question. According to you, the two youths, we know by an animal, it doesn't say 2 years by an animal. It says God created animals with one yud. You mean the animals don't have a yetzer hara? Yeah, that's his question. Letle yetzera, don't they have a yetzer hara? The animals only have a yetzer tov, only one yud, only a yetzer tov. We see animals, they damage and they bite and they kick. So how come they only have one yud? You mean they only have a yetzer? Ella, we see over here that what? He has a whole different spin on the two yuds. Okay? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says, Oili mi yotzri, if I go after my yetzara, woe to me from my creator. And if I will not go by my yetzara, Oili mi yotzri, I will woe to me from my yetzara. So in other words, he says, it's not yetzara tov and yetzara. It's yetzara and Hashem. Oili mi yotzri, oili mi yitzri. Woe to me from my creator, woe to me from my yetzer. I'm pulled in two directions. Not mine by evil inclination and good inclination, because everything has an evil inclination. In other words, even animals have evil inclination. That's one yud. One yud is the evil inclination. So why does man have an extra yud? And the answer is the extra yud is not telling you you have a good inclination, it's the extra yud is telling you to remind you of your creator. Woe to me from my... It's amazing. It's a beautiful idea. Imagine a person says, you know, I got a battle going on in myself. Woe to me if I don't follow my Yitzhak, because the Yitzhak was attacking me. And woe to me if I follow my Yitzhak, Hashem will attack me. Oh, yeah. Woe, oili mi yotri, oili mi yitri. Wow. That's the second explanation. So the first explanation the Gemara has is two yuds, why? Yitzhak tov and Yitzhak. Second explanation the Gemara says two yuds, why? Yotri and Yitri. My creator and my Yitzhak. Now we come to the third explanation of the Gemara. Inami, or also Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, like the explanation of Rabbi Yirmiya, the son of Elazar, do. Partzufim bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was not one person. Adam Rishon was
two people.
How? Back to back. Adam and Chava were joined back to back, like Siamese twins. So when it says Hashem created a woman from the tzela, tzela does not mean a rib. Tzela means a side of the Mishkan. It says tzela Mishkan. Same word used, Sela, Sadi Lamed Ayin. Sela Mishkan is the side of the Mishkan. So Sela, he created a woman from the Sela. And Rashi brings down this Gemara over here that Adam and Chava were created back to back. Siamese twins, back to back. And Hashem separates, makes sense. He created a woman from a Sela. So the answer is he separated. They were created as one. Look at the language over here. It's very Kabbalistic over here. Let's see. Inabi Kedrabi Yirmiya ben Pazi Amarabi Yirmiya ben Pazi Du Paratufin. Two paratufs, two faces. Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Adam Rishon. In Adam Rishon, two faces. Echam Refanav Echam Echrav. One in front, one in the back. Shemar says, Achor Vakedim Tzartani. David Abel says, you made me in the front and the back. In other words, the time he was created with two faces. And that's why it says two creations with two yuds. One creation, one yud for the creation of the man, one yud for the creation of the woman. So we have three different opinions of where these two yuds are from. So the Shari Kedusha is quoting one of these explanations. We have to understand that. There's three explanations of this idea, and then the Gemara goes into how did God create the woman. Vayivan Hashem lakim et ha-tzela. Hashem created this woman from the tzela. And Rav and Shimon had a big debate. Chad amar patzuf. One opinion says that he created a woman from this back part of the man who also had a face. And the other opinion says, I don't want to say what it says. Okay. You'll have to look it up yourself. It's pretty derogatory. Okay. So, we're talking about Chaim Vital. So the question we had, okay, we said there's three parts to a person's consciousness. There's a consciousness, which is the dot, which is a person, a normal person has a dot. Through which a whole flow of life goes through the dot, and he understands things through his dot. And then this, behind that is the subconscious, which we said is the Bina, and behind that is Chokhmah. And that's why it's very hard for the Chokhmah to speak directly to you. Why? Because the Chokhmah is hidden behind the subconscious, which is the Bina. So you've got to filter it through the Bina, and that's what meditation is for. Meditation is to get between the dot and the Chokhmah. If you can talk to your Chokhmah is your Neshama. Right? So that's the key. The key is to get through the subconscious. So now, where does the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov come into this? So that's our question. So now we have to understand is the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov. What is the Yetzirah? What is an evil inclination? Did God create something evil? Huh? No, of course not. What did God create? Well, he created evil. What do you mean by evil? And the answer is, it can be used for good, and it can be used for evil. The word ra can be written ra, resh, ayin, or it can be written ayin, resh, er. It's interesting, if you look at the people who know, they don't write in the books, in Hebrew, the letters have numerical value, gematria. So you want to write down 270, you put resh, ayin. No, you don't put resh, ayin, you put ayin, resh. You never write ra in a book. At least those who do know what they're going on. Now you look in the Ben Ishchai. There's no Resh Ayin, it's Ayin Resh. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say Ayin Resh, it says Ayin Resh, not Resh Ayin. I say, what's going on over here? And the answer is, they don't want to write Ra in the book. So we see the Ra is not really Ra. It's Ra in one way, it's Ra, but it can be go the other way. Er. Er means awake. Er means awake. So what's going on over here? What is this Yetzirah? And the answer, we said, the Yetzirah is the desire to survive. Keeps us going. Desire to survive. So it's a mixture of good energy and bad energy, reflected on its value, a numerical value. The gematria of Ra, is that right? Of Tahor and Tameh. So how much is the gematria of Tahor? Let's work it out. Tet is 9. Hey is 5, that's 14. 14 and 6 is 20. 220. Tahor is 220. Tameh is 40. And 10 is 50. 50 and 220 is Ra. 270. Amazing. Tahor and Tameh together, defiled and clean together, spell out the word Ra. So what is Ra? Ra is a mixture of Tahor and Tameh. Anyways, there's not pure evil. There's no such thing as pure evil. Hashem does not create pure evil. It's always mixtures of evil. So some things are much more evil than good. We call that evil. Some things are mixture, half-half. Not so bad. And some people are, more good than bad. Or, as we call them, pure. That's what the Rambam says, right? Sadiq, what is the difference between Sadiq and Rasha? You have more good deeds, Sadiq. More bad deeds, Rasha. But is a person evil? No. It's his bad. It's his deeds which are evil. It's a mixture. We are mixtures. So even the evil is not pure evil. It's mixtures. So the Yetzirah is really the impulse to survive. The Yetzirah is an impulse to survive, created through living in this world. Anything in this world who's alive needs a will to live. So every animal has this will to live, and that's what we call Ra. Ra is Er. I want to live. I want to live, and Ra is the gematria of Tahor and Tameh together. Amazing. 270 Tahor plus Tameh, 270. Amazing. What a gematria. What a powerful gematria. Psh. So that's what it means. Er means awake, participating in life. When you're awake, you're participating in life. So Ra is really the gift that God gave us to want to live. The only trouble is, when you want to live, it's at someone else's expense. Right? How? So I want to live as a kid. I got to wake my mother up. I'm going to trouble my father, trouble my mother, trouble my brothers, my sisters, they're keeping me alive. So it's someone else's expense. That's Ra. That's why it's called Ra. It's air. It's the will to live, but the will to live, you always have to bother people, unfortunately. It's tragic, right? Can you imagine, a person says, I don't accept favors. But it's important. The guy's sick. Who's going to look after him? He needs a favor for someone. Hopefully his wife, whatever, his children. But sometimes there's no one around. What do? You call 911. What are you going to do? You need a favor. That's evil. You're taking from someone else. And the answer is, you have no choice. It's minimized easy. Hashem wants you to live. So it's a minimum of evil. But you have to try and give it back. I mean, so don't worry, they'll charge you. Don't worry. You pay it back. It's not like you get a freebie. But some people, they're givers. Some people are givers and they give. And you take and you give. And they give you. They give you. It's nice. But that's evil. Evil is just taking and taking and taking. No gift back. Why am I taking? I'm taking because I want to live. So the person comes for tzedakah, he wants to live. Why does he come for tzedakah? Because he wants to live, right? He wants to live. We're going to talk about this, a tremendous musar. So can you imagine the humiliation of putting your hand out? Some people don't get humiliated, but they should. The humiliation of putting your hand out and going to someone and saying, can you give me? I'm sure a person does it often enough, they forget that. But it's humiliation. It really is humiliation. So why did they put their hand out? Because they want to live. They want to live. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, suppose you say the same thing with spirituality. I need that spirituality to live. If we would put our spirituality on par with our physicality, a person says, you know, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I need to eat. Halavai, we would use that as also in spiritual world as well. Say, listen, I can't live without this spirituality. There were people like that, very few and far between, who say, you know, I can't without that little spirituality, I can't live, I can't make it through the day, I need that spirituality. Halavai, we make that. Okay. So, beautiful idea over here. What is the Yetzirah? Yetzirah is a mixture of Tameh and Tahor. It's good if it's air, it's used to, for life, and it can be Ra as well when it becomes narcissistic. Is that right? Did I say it right? Narcissistic. So, what's a narcissistic means? I'm self-centered. Totally self-centered. All I care about is myself. All I care about is my pleasures. So my idea is Yetzirah. What's the Yetzirah? Yetzirah is to keep you alive. Okay, so I'm alive now. But then all I think about is myself. And that's the Yetzirah. That's why a child has a Yetzirah before the Yetzirah Tov, because children don't think of others until they get to the age of Bar Mitzvah. It depends also on the upbringing. That's the job of the parent, is to teach the children there's other people in the world they have to think about as well, not just yourself. So, the Yetzirah, now it's interesting, the Yetzirah, these two Yetzirahs, now think of the word, Yetzirah, inclination, comes from the word to create. What's the connection between creation and inclination? And the answer is because the inclinations are developing as well. Whereas it's not something static. A person's Yetzirah is not static. Amazing idea. A person's Yetzirah Tov is never static. It says, Kol HaGadol Mechavero Yitzro Gadol Emenu. Whoever's greater than his friend, his Yetzirah, just screw with him. In other words, as the greater a person becomes, the bigger the Yetzirah becomes. It's not something static, so it's a work in progress. That's why it's called a Yetzirah, which is formation. It's being formed all the time. And same thing, Yetzirah Tov. The more a person does good, the Rambam says, the more they'll do good. Mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah is another mitzvah. He's going to be better and better, therefore the Yetzirah HaTov is also developing. Sometimes they're regressing, sometimes they're developing, sometimes the Yetzirah is getting bigger, sometimes the Yetzirah gets smaller. It depends on the day of the week. On Shabbat, the Yetzirah may be smaller for some people. I know for myself, it's smaller. You have no TV, you have no radio, you have no internet, you have no phone. All you can do is fight with your wife. That's all you can do on Shabbat. Right? You don't want to do that on Shabbat. Not fighting. Asur.
No.
I'm just saying, there's different kinds of Yetzirah, different days of the week. Yom Kippur, or Yetzirah, if you're here in the shul all day, the only Yetzirah could be, you may want to talk to your friend. How many Yetzirahs are there? You know what I mean? You can't eat, you can't do this, you can't do that. You're stuck in the... That's it. So it depends on the day of the week. It's amazing. The Yetzirah also depends on the day of the week. If it's a vacation time, it may be worse, the Yetzirah. If it's not vacation time, people will work and they maybe keep them out of mischief. So it depends on the day of the week. So the Yetzirah, why is it called the Yetzirah? Because it's an act of creation every second. The Yetzirah is not static. It's amazing. The Yetzirah Tov is not static and the Yetzirah is not static. It's called the Yetzirah because it's totally under formation all the time. Wow. That's brilliant. Isn't that brilliant? What a word. You can't use a static word. It's not Ra, it's more a static word. Yetzer is not static. Yetzer is formation. It's created being. It's a work in progress. And that's the pshat of Rabbi Twersky. He always says, Naaseh. Hashem says, let us make man. Naaseh et Hadam. What do we Naaseh? So who's he talking to? So everyone in the Rashi says he's talking to the angels. Let us make man in plural. He's asking permission from the angels. We learn from there, a good manager should always ask his subordinates what they think. That's the Rashi. However, Rav Twersky has another spin. He says, let us make man. Man is also part of his formation. Hashem's talking to man. Let us make man. You have to also be part of making yourself. Because you are working on your Yetzer. You are creating your inclinations. You are forming your inclinations. So if you're forming good inclinations, you become a good person. If you're forming bad inclinations, you become a better person. You are in the process of creation as well. Very beautiful. The first time this noun, now Yetzer is used as a verb. When it's used as a noun? The Yetzirah is a noun. We refer to the Yetzirah as a noun. Yetzirah is the name of something. It's the name of the Yetzirah, of the inclination. But in the Torah before that, it was used as a verb. I'm creating, Hashem is creating. So where does it use as a noun? The first time it's used as a noun, Yetzirah machshavot libor rak rak kol hayom. in the Parashat Noah. It talks about when the flood, before the Mabul. The person's mind, the product of his mind, was evil the whole day. The only time it's used as a noun, the first time it's used as a noun, is in a bad term. Yetzer is evil. So what is this Yetzer? Yetzer machshevot libo. It's not talking about the Yetzer. It says the Yetzer machshevot libo. The Yetzer of it, the thoughts of his head. What are the Yetzer? What's the Yetzer then? The creation of his thoughts are evil all the time. It's not saying his Yetzer is evil. It's saying the creator, if you read it, it's amazing. The Yetzer implies the product of thought. His product of his thought is evil all the time. In other words, both Yetzers develop through thought and focus. Amazing. How does a person's Yetzer develop? The good inclination develops through having good thoughts, and the bad inclination develops having bad thoughts. Better blind. And that's why it's so important. What stimuli a person sees. You'll put judges and police in all your gates. What gates? The Arizal says all your senses, the five senses. Right? Before you see something, make sure you judge it. Have a judge over there and have a policeman. You got a guard over there. Stop the eyes. It's very powerful. The eyes are very powerful to create more Yetzirah. The Yetzirah goes through the eyes. It goes through the senses. The person, wow, got a nice perfume. Who's wearing that perfume? Let's see. Ah, perfume. Okay. So it encourages someone. So again, person's going to put a limit over there. Hearing, right? Yetzirah, hear Lashon Hara. You got to put limits over there. It's bad talk. What kind of speech are they talking about? Bad, let me move away a little bit. Okay? So that's the Yetzer develops through our thoughts and our focuses. Whether through actual thinking or just by thinking without even thinking. Right? My person daydreams during the day. Walter Mitty, right? Anyone know Walter Mitty? So they dream, a person dreams. So dreams during the day. Daydreaming. So what are you dreaming about? So it says, I'm not going to tell you what men all normally think about. There's two things men always think about. One of them is money. The other one I'm not going to talk about. But that's what people think about all the time. It's like constant. It's like a natural thing. But that is encouraging the more Yetzirah. That's why a person is called, that's what Ben Levinagon says many times, right? The pit was empty. What's inside the pit? Scorpions. Snakes and scorpions. If a person's mind is empty, it's automatically full of garbage. Automatically. It's automatic. It's amazing. That's why you have to fill our minds with Torah. That's what we're doing. Listen to Torah. Hear Torah. Learn Torah. So it's a person's mental choices that we're thinking that influences our Yetzer. Amazing. This is powerful. Yetzer machshevot libo. The products of the thoughts of their hearts are evil all the day. Yetzer machshevot. So we see the Yetzer is what produces the thoughts. And the thoughts influence the Yetzer. But sometimes it's just the thoughts without the Yetzer. Yetzer is not involved because if you're sitting in front of a TV, you're not really thinking. So it's not a product of you, your thoughts. Probably someone else's Yetzer. That's the problem with being a Hollywood director. They get a lot of averot, I tell you, these guys. A lot of all these sins on their head. And it should be on their head. Because they deserve it. They're evil, evil people. Showing evil things to multitudes of people. Can you imagine? Showing violence and other things. Well, they, you know. So the average child, by the age of 18, has seen 18,000 murders. On TV. 18,000 murders, and a lot of them are in cartoons. It's amazing. So, you think of cartoons, you see Tom and Jerry always hitting each other and smacking each other and killing each other. The Talmud says the Yetzirah starts when the child comes out of the womb. Because that's the struggle for survival. The struggle for survival is the Yetzirah. It's the Yetzirah, we said it's air. It's not bad, it's just air. It wants to stay alive. You know, that's Hashem gives this gift. If Hashem were not giving us the gift of staying alive, we wouldn't be alive today. Very simple. A person would just wake up and say, oh God, don't trouble my mummy, I'm going back to sleep. I can't trouble anyone. What would a person do if he can't trouble anyone? He won't be able to live. No life. So that is the Yetzer. We need that Yetzer. We need the struggle to live, to battle against adversity is the Yetzer. The energy and the essence of the Yetzerah. Look at it. Look at today's society, right? If you have a big sale in Macy's or whatever, Apple comes out with a new product. Two blocks around the store, people are camped outside. That was the first iPhone, right? It was the first one, second one, third one. And then it sort of wore out a bit. But they have this new one coming in, i8, the iPhone 8. And it's a big leap. It's not such a micro, it's a big leap apparently, I don't know. But would I camp outside for two weeks outside of the Apple store to get an i8? No, I wouldn't do it. But you see the Yetzirah over here. The power of the Yetzirah is the camp. It can make a person do crazy things for what? For garbage. And look at the power of the Yetzirah Tov. How many people camp outside the shul for Yom Kippur? Have you ever seen anyone camping outside, waiting outside? I know two people who sat outside the shul, and they both passed away. Unfortunately, best people. Mamrud was one of them. His sons sometimes come. He used to sit outside the shul. Before Slichot, he was waiting, 5:30, sitting outside. Ira does that sometimes. Sitting out, sure, come on, it's great, isn't that great? He says, how come, where's it? It's not 6 o'clock yet. Yeah, but where? 5:30, people should be here. So, yeah, that is the Yetzirah Tov, but you see the power today, the power of the Yetzirah Tov and the power of Yetzirah. Yetzirah has tremendous power. Yetzirah has tremendous power. People go to a ball game and they stand in line. I don't know how to understand. How do you do that? I would never stand in line for anywhere. Standing in line in a bank is bad enough for me. I hate waiting at a traffic light. Come on, you're standing at a ball game, waiting for 3 hours to get in, parking, and then coming home. Oh, God, forget about it. But the Yetzirah says, you know what? I want to see the ball game. I'm so interested. I'm so da-da-da-da-da-da. For what? To see a human being, a grown-up man, hit a ball. Makes sense. And they get paid tremendous amounts of money. You see the power of the Yetzirah? They get paid to hit a ball. It's a big chokmah to hit a ball. And the teacher is teaching children is getting paid peanuts. And the surgeon is getting paid much less than the guy hitting the ball. This is our society. So the Yetzirah is necessary for physical survival. But it's desire. The trouble when it takes over is just pure pleasure. So, okay, we need some pleasure to survive, but it doesn't just end there. That's the trouble. It doesn't end there. The Yetzirah takes over and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this. More pleasure, more pleasure. It seeks more self-awareness through the senses. Left to its own devices, it can trigger all sorts of ego-fulfilling behavioral tendencies. However, through learning experiences, we can refine and channel this primal urge to desire for spiritual self-awareness. So our mission really is not to destroy the Yetzirah. Our mission is Barati Yetzirah, Barati Torah Tavlin. Mistranslated. I create the Yetzirah, Hashem says, and I create the Torah as a spice. Ooh, not an antidote. Usually translated as an antidote. It's not an antidote. The Torah is a Tavlin, a spice, to make the Yetzirah edible by us. Makes it palatable for us. What do you mean palatable? It means for us to be able to manipulate it. If you could manipulate Yetzirah, you just tame that wild horse inside you. You have much more power now. Wow. Because if you just have a Yetzirah Tov, the Yetzirah Tov is limited. How much can I push you? Right? But the Yetzirah is like the difference between going to a rabbi's class and going to a concert of, I don't know who, Rolling Stones, I don't know. Energy. Mad, Meshugayim. They're jumping all over the thing. You can't compare the two, can you? The rabbi doesn't jump around. He doesn't entertain. He doesn't... Some rabbis do, maybe. I don't know. They don't have a big microphone. They have strobes, lights, and flashing, and this and that. Yeah, these guys are flashing. Look at the power of the Yetzirah. They're jumping around. They want people to go mad. They're all in trance state. The rabbi's talking about sleeping. And this guy, they're all jumping around. See how powerful the Yetzirah is. If we can harness that Yetzirah, you're harnessing that wild animal inside you to do good. That's the power of the Yetzirah. That's what we have to do. So a person has to learn, and through our learning experiences, we can refine and channel this primal urge to a desire for spiritual self-awareness. That's the trick. The trick is to use that Yetzirah. It's a very powerful tool to use it for good. Take that wild horse and train it to do good. And then you have a very powerful thing at your disposal. Because it's much more powerful than the Yetzirah Tov. The drive can be altered. That's the thing. That's the trick. The trick is to alter the drive, to make it a tavlin, to make the Yetzirah, the Torah is a tavlin, to be able to digest that Yetzirah. Profoundly, the Arizal says, okay, the Arizal always talks about husks, the kali. In Hebrew it's klipa. I don't want to say the word klipa. Kabbalists don't say the word klipa, they say kali. Kali for sure. It's okay. So it's a husk. So inside you have the Yetzirah Tov, right? Inside the Yetzirah Tov you have the Neshama. You have the Neshama. Around the Neshama is a peel called the Yetzirah Tov. And around the Yetzirah Tov is the Yetzirah. And around the Yetzirah is the Nefesh. And around the Nefesh is the blood that keeps the Nefesh alive. That's the system of that reason. So let's do that again. The Neshama is the core. What keeps a person alive is their soul. So you imagine like a tree. The inside, right inside your brain is the Neshama is coming into your brain. It keeps the soul comes into the brain, right? Around the soul is the Yetzirah Tov. It's very linked to the soul. around the Yetzer HaTov is the husk around it. There's a, like a peel to get to the fruit. But the job of the peel is, it's a shomer. It guards the fruit. What guards the good is the evil. Not evil, we said it's a mixture. Because without that evil, the guy would not be alive. So what's guarding us is that Yetzer HaRa, is guarding the person. And outside that Yetzer HaRa is the nefesh, which is the lower part of the soul, which is the ability to stay alive. And beyond that is the body, basically. Amazing. So neshama, inside, Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaRa, nefesh, blood. Well, body. So he says, Arizal says, the Yetzer HaRa is the husk of the Yetzer HaTov, like the peel of the fruit. The Yetzer HaRa, the urges of the body, exist to serve the Yetzer HaTov and protect it. Imagine a person says, you know what, I'm going to go without food for 4 days. I want to be holy. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go 40 days without food. How long is that person going to survive?
A week.
Because of food or water?
Water.
It's impossible. So come on, it's coming from the Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer HaTov says, don't eat. Don't drink. Yeah, be an angel. Become an angel. The Yetzer HaTov says, 1 second, you're going to be an angel, you're going to be a dead angel. So we have to stay alive. So you need the Yetzer HaTov to keep a person alive. It's the guard of the fruit. It's the guardian. It's the guardian of the Yetzer HaTov. Keeps the Yetzer HaTov going. If a person conducts themselves properly, and this is a famous Rambam, we're doing this on Sunday mornings with the women. Hilchot Deot. Famous Rambam, that a person's got to have both. You've got to find the middle of the road. It's not good to go into extremes. You just do that, right? A person shouldn't be a monk in a monastery and not get married and not have children, not wear nice clothes and not have a nice house. It's not, it's the opposite of Judaism. Why? Where did he learn it from? From a Nazir. A Nazir, when he finishes his being a Nazirite, he has to bring a korban. Which korban does he bring? A sin offering. Why does he have a sin offering? Because he abstained from wine, which is allowed. It's enough the Torah forbids. We don't have to increase. A person shouldn't be an extremist. We need to stay alive. A person conducts themselves properly, making the right moral choices and fulfilling Hashem's will. The Yetzer HaRa will help and strengthen the Yetzer HaTov. Wow! Adding its own energy to the Yetzer HaTov. So when it says David HaMelech killed his Yetzer HaRa, what does it mean he killed his Yetzer HaRa? He transformed the Yetzer HaRa into his Yetzer HaTov. He didn't kill it. He changed it. That's how you kill it. You know, we need to kill the Yetzer HaRa. You shouldn't kill the Yetzer HaRa because the Yetzer HaRa gives the most energy, gives you the most energy. A person without Yetzer HaRa would be dead. What happens, it says, the animals never had children. The chickens stopped laying eggs. You can't live without Yetzer HaRa. You'll do nothing. You won't go to work. You won't get married. You won't build a house. You have no Yetzer HaRa. There's no desire. But use that desire. Manipulate it. Make that desire part of the Yetzer HaTov. Then you'll do everything in a good way. That's the idea. That's the idea. Because the zest comes from the Yetzer HaTov. Amazing. So the Yetzers are spiritual forces created to help us. The purpose is to care for the divine soul, to assist it in its work with the physical. The Yetzer HaRa is not evil, it's a required ingredient of man's existence. It's a force created by the soul's will to be, helping it thrive within the material plane. So without the Yetzer HaRa, we'll not thrive in the material plane, because the soul is totally spiritual and the body is physical, and how do I get that soul to think physically? Without the Yetzer HaRa, the soul will not be able to think physically. The soul will not think about food. The soul will not think about drink. The soul will not think about clothing. The soul will not think about having children. The soul will not think about going to work. So what brings the soul back down to earth is the Yetzer HaRa.
One question, Rabbi.
Go ahead.
You mentioning that the peel, like the onion, right?
No, I didn't say onion. You're saying onion.
I said, you're saying onion. I was thinking like that.
Yeah.
Like you say neshama.
Yeah.
And then the Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaRa. And then you say nefesh. Maybe the
Jesser
is the ruach?
No, but
you know where...
We're just generalizing right now.
Oh, generalizing.
We're generalizing. You're not exact. This is not exact. This is just a generalization. Because don't forget, we're trying to get to the point where we can see where is... We're trying to get from... Let's see what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to meditation. What is meditation? We said to dart, to break through the subconscious to get to the neshama. Mm-hmm. And what's in between? The bina. There's other things there as well. And that's where the Yetzer HaRa, Yetzer HaTov are. So it's not just getting through the Bina, it's also, we're going to see where is, in this system, where is the Yetzer HaRa, Yetzer HaTov. So we said it's around the Neshama. Because you're not just going through the Bina, you're also going through to Yetzarim. You have to break through, it's like big barriers over here. So as just like salt preserves meat, the Yetzer Hara preserves and cares for the living organism. As the horse helps the rider, the Yetzer Hara enables interaction with this world. Like salt, it has to be applied in the right measure. Like a horse, it's got to be controlled. But the Yetzer Hara is not controlled, the Gemara says. A person does not sin unless nichnas bo ruach shtut, a spirit of foolishness falls into it. What does that mean, foolishness? Foolishness only takes hold of the Yetzer Hara's narcissistic nature. That's what makes it gain the upper hand. So, if this force goes overboard, if the person tastes fruit, the Yetzer Hara becomes drawn to, then self-expression, that's the fruit of the tree, knowledge of good and evil. That's the fruit. Fruit is something which the Yetzer Hara tastes. He says, wow, I want more of this. I want more of this. I'm physical. I want all the physical desires because my physical desire was just turned on. My physical desire was turned on. That's the fruit of the Yetzer Hara. The fruit of knowledge of good and evil. The Yetzer Hara gets turned on because now, oh wow, I never knew this. Before I was innocent, but now I know it. That's the fruit. That's what I want. That's what I want. So, from the verse, Yetzer Machshavot Libo, the products of the thoughts of the heart. We see that what? The Yetzer Haraim, both the Yetzer Haraim, the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara, are connected to the thoughts of the heart and mind. Both Yetzers use emotive imagery to influence the thinking Chokhmah mind. And the Yetzer Hara starts with fantasy and emotion. The Yetzer HaTov closer to the Neshama with intellect. Thus, by regular use of positive imagery, may counteract, train, or transform the Yetzer Hara. So that's what we're going to talk about. How to use imagery to transform ourselves. That's what meditation is all about. To use the imagery to think about certain things that can transform us. So a person sees good things and thinks good things and learns Torah and good things, they're transforming their Yetzer. A person sees bad things, they're making the Yetzer even bigger. Okay. Alright. So it's interesting because the boundary between the conscious and the subconscious, which is called the conscious critical faculty, in a young mind has not really matured. And therefore a child is often in a semi-trance state, open to suggestive influences. Their fertile mind is recording, readjusting, ingraining habits, reactions and responses based on the senses, experiences in the heart-mind imagery. His behavior veers to the egotistical because this is the inner mind, this is the child. It's not developed yet. The choices are strongly influenced by the physical senses. That's why the rabbis say the child only has a Yetzer Hara. And each time he acts on his inclination, he increases the energy of the Yetzer Hara. But when he does good things, I think you've got to force a kid to do good things. Very few kids naturally do good. You know, that's a famous book, right? Lord of the Flies, right? Mm-hmm. They put the kids on a desert island, right?
Boys.
I'm very sorry. Only boys. They put the boys on a desert island, and they end up eating one of the others, right? They turn into cannibals. Why? You know, it's a powerful message that we're not naturally good. Judaism says we're not naturally good. We are naturally innocent. We're innocent. We're not good. We're both. And we say as children have more of a Yetzer Hara than they're egotistical. They're into themselves. So people think, you know, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that today's society has. One of the biggest disasters. Someone keeps on saying this is Dennis Prager. One of the biggest mistakes public school system is that children are not naturally good. Wrong! Not naturally good. They're naturally innocent, but they're not naturally good. Okay, so it's interesting. Christianity came to them the other way. Original sin. We're all guilty. Judas says, no, you're not all guilty, you're all innocent. We're not held responsible for what other people did. The child doesn't die for the sins of his fathers, right? Normally. But we're innocent, but we're more prone to evil because we have this Yetzer Hara. We're more prone to evil. What would happen if all the girls were on the desert island? They'd build a utopia.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's do it. An experiment. Should do an experiment. But it's hard to do that experiment. All right. So, what are Elohim Acherim? This is a very, very powerful idea over here. So, the Torah says, what do we say in the Shema? What do we say? We have two Elohim Acherim. And what is Hashem going to do? Harav Hashem. Hashem's going to go crazy. They're going to serve other gods, and Hashem goes crazy. You serve other gods, Hashem goes crazy. So, Elohim Acherim, other gods. And we believe in the Holy God. It's two different things. So that's, where does the other gods come from? And the answer, it comes from the imagery of the mind. The other gods. The imagery of the mind is feeding the Yetzer Hara. So what came first, the Yetzer Hara or the imagery of the mind? That's the question. What comes first? So a person looks at the world and says, you know, there's a sun, there's a moon, there's a star, there's so many different powers in the world. So each power must have their own energy. And therefore each one must have their own God, in a sense. So you're feeding into the system by thinking, and then the brain manipulates all the evidence and comes out with its own logic. So what comes first, the Yetzer Hara or the thoughts? So thoughts can feed the brain and can feed the Yetzer Hara. Rav Nachman says that the Yetzer Hara he defines as the power of fantasy. He says through the power of fantasy you can arrive at evil, and the power of fantasy you can arrive at good. You can fantasize about good things. That's amazing. Imagination, a fantasy about making this world a better place. A person fantasizes, you know, how tikkun olam. Let's fix this whole world. Imagine, Yeshayahu Navi. It's all fantasy. Think about Yeshayahu Navi, right? They'll beat their plows, they'll beat their swords into plowshares. No nation will lift up a sword on another nation. Halavai. Imagine, using all that money for military hardware. Look at what's going on in the world. Crazy lunatics. They're going to blow each other up. They're going to blow us up. All of us. All of us are going to be blown up. Hydrogen bombs. Guys, lunatic has a hydrogen bomb. And he's got a missiles as well to send them over. Boy. What's going to happen? Hold everyone in suspense. Hold your breath. It's scary stuff. So what happened over here? And the answer is because they're not thinking enough about good things. Think about utopia. Can you imagine? Yeshayahu Navi gives us this image of a utopia. Can you imagine? Think about it. Who gave the world an image of a utopia? A Jewish prophet. Where did he get it from? From God. God, this is God's idea, God's vision of utopia. This is heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is where nations will get along under the kingship of God. Tikkun olam b'malchut shaddai. So if we think about that enough, and some people do think about it. Some people are trying to better the world. Some people are trying to make the world a better place. On the other hand, you have lunatics who all they think about is their own ego. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara turns into narcissistic. Just my power, my glory, my this, my desire, my that. Dictator. He's totally against this utopia idea. Because his idea of utopia is whole world under my control. That's my utopia. So can you imagine the fantasies now leading to strengthening the Yetzer Hara Tov or strengthening the Yetzer Hara? So things a person thinks about, can you imagine, it's not just, I didn't do anything, I just thought. No, your thoughts something. Your thoughts are the things that feed. That's why it's called the Yetzer, because it's being formed. It's the act of formation. I'm forming my own Yetzer. How do I form my Yetzer? By manipulating what I'm looking at and thinking of that and making it bad in my head and having bad images in my head. That's I'm forming my Yetzer Hara. And how do I form my Yetzer Hara Tov? By having good thoughts and making my Yetzer Hara Tov stronger. So the imagination influences both Yetzers. They can influence behavioral development. And thoughts, we said, are very, very powerful because they affect even the higher realms. So can you imagine? Your thinking is affecting the higher worlds, and the higher worlds are influencing the lower worlds. So you just create a chain reaction. It's what's called a vicious cycle. Right? Your thoughts are affecting higher worlds, so they're good thoughts, they're affecting good, beautiful things. And they're bringing down beautiful energies. You're affecting the higher worlds with bad thoughts, you're affecting the higher worlds with bad energies, and you're bringing down bad energies into the world. So, an effective way. This is a very nice meditation right here. An effective way to overcome the Yetzer Hara is to imagine seeing yourself in a good behavioral mode and enjoying it. Enjoying being good. You view yourself giving out tzedakah and you say, wow, really, I'm enjoying this. This is giving out tzedakah. It's fantastic. Because I'm a giver, not a taker. There's a guy who went to the Kotel. Where did he come from? Argentina? He was religious at all. He just went to the Kotel, took out $100 bills and started giving them out. Multi-millionaire, obviously. Yeah, $100 bills, and there'd be a whole line of people ready to take. It's not hard to find takers, you know. He was standing over there, he had a long ponytail, a little small kippah, and he's giving out, okay, no one has questions. You'll take. Now, can you imagine you being the one who's giving out dollar bills? Although, oh, Oh, that's great, that idea. I want to give to other people. I just want to give to other people. That's great. That's a great thing, you know, and enjoying it, not just giving out and saying, but enjoying the act of giving. That's powerful imagery. But I said, you know what, I want to be in the shul all day in Yom Kippur. I'm enjoying it. I really do enjoy it. So the person thinks I'm enjoying it, you're just helping your Yetzirah Tov. You're just building up your Yetzirah Tov. You're knocking your Yetzirah. Because the Yetzirah says, no, but it's bad. But I don't think it's bad. I think it's good. I'm imagining it as something really good. Imagine the experience of coming to shul as something really good and something I enjoy so much. And you'll be one of the first ones there, for sure, guaranteed. Happened to me. It happened to me. It took a while, but it happened to me. I was around 17, 18 when I really started taking shul seriously. Really, I say, well, listen, if there's a God and I'm worshipping God, so let me do it properly. Why am I playing games? Why should I come late? Imagine you're coming late. You believe in God. God is there waiting for you, and I come late. And He's my creator, and I'm coming late. Ribbono Shel Olam, He's the master of the universe. It's very hard. So then, Yetzirah Ra is saying to yourself, yeah, you don't enjoy it. It's not good. You come a bit later. No, you can't sit through the whole service. It's too long. So what you're telling yourself, you're increasing the Yetzirah. But if you say, but I enjoy every second of the time, and I get credit for it every time, I'm so enjoyable, of course you're going to be there from the beginning to the end. So this meditative technique is advocated by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He says this is part of the service of the heart. To serve God with all your heart. How do you serve God with your heart? By serving God with your imagination. Wow, that's powerful. Imagine. How many people talk about serving God with your imagination? How do you serve God with your imagination? By imagining good things to be good and beneficial for you and pleasurable for you. And then you're increasing your Yetzirah Tov. But if you imagine good things to be bad for you and hard for you, and then you'll never do it. Very simple. Okay. It's a very old book. Sefer HaMaspik. Sefer HaMaspik advises. One should use one's imagination to imagine scenes that inspire enthusiasm in divine worship. This is amazing. I don't know who wrote this book. Sefer HaMaspik. Okay. I gotta look it up. Sefer HaMaspik. So he says, a person should use their imagination to encourage themselves. I can do it. You know, one of the most powerful books for kids is The Little Engine That Could. You know what's good about it is you can write it as well because there's no copyrights. Anyone can make another edition, right? You can make another edition and be a bestseller because it is a bestseller. Little Engine That Could. You have nice pictures over there. You know, Thomas the Tank Engine. I can do it. So how does that work? And the answer is, if you really think you can do it, you can do it. It's suggestive in your mind. And the same thing with the Yetzirah Tov. Person says, you know, I love mitzvot. I like to do mitzvot. I can do it mitzvot. And I enjoy it. You're going to do it for sure. That increases the Yetzirah. That's why it's called the Yetzirah. Because you're working, you're forming your Yetzirah. You are forming it. You're making it bigger. So very, very powerful idea. So what is the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is the inclination. What is the inclination? Why is it the word a yetzer? Because yetzer means formation. You're actually forming your own yetzer. That's powerful. And what makes you, what helps you to form your yetzer? Your imagination is the vehicle by which you talk to your yetzer. Now, we said before, okay, so let's just recap. So you're talking to your yetzer by imagining things. So you're imagining holy things are good and helpful and desirable and pleasurable. You just increase your yetzer atof. And you knock your Yetzirah. You just imagine that bad things are good and I want this and I desire this and I desire this. You're increasing your Yetzirah. You're knocking your Yetzirah off. So you're forming them. They're moving. You're manipulating them. And then we said the thoughts not just stay in this world. The thoughts go up to the highest levels because the neshama are your thoughts. You're going up to the highest levels of the world. And therefore you're creating good energies of the world above and it's coming down again as good energies. Or you're creating bad energies of the world above and you're bringing down bad energies. Okay, we're going to stop here. We need to do it now before Rosh Hashanah. There's much good energy.